I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today we're going to discuss how if you love what you do, the money will follow. When I was a girl, I used to play basketball with the boys every morning in high school. And for London, Ontario standards, I was okay at it, pretty good at it. So when we were playing, I was told right around this time, if you find something that you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. You will, you know, be able to play and make money. And so that concept was attractive. But at that point, I was a teenager. I was a woman. I was not capable of dunking. And thus, basketball was not a career that I could pursue with any legitimacy. So fast forward to university. I did university. I went to law school. I met and married my husband. We opened a tiny little law firm and we started to practice law, and I was practicing family law. And although I loved some of my clients, I was really fortunate with the people that I met and the experiences that they shared with me. I didn't love the practice of law. It's a real treadmill. You sort of feel like you have to do what you have to do in order to support the lifestyle that you're creating, but it's not a lot of fun. So continuing along the law firm, we practiced for about 8 years, and just at the end of that time, I went back and got my MBA from Western. And finally, this advice I'd been given so much earlier in my life started to make a bit of sense, because I loved the Excel modeling. I loved the financial aspects of it. I realized that I really found real estate interesting, and it became clear that there might be a career in doing something that I loved where I could actually make some money, which was an interesting concept. So halfway through the MBA, my husband and I went looking for some property to buy. And we came upon this property that our realtor kept saying to us, like, what are you doing? You're two lawyers. You don't have a lot of real estate experience. You don't have a lot of money, far as I can tell. Like, why are you looking at these properties? And it kept coming back to four things. So the first thing, which any real estate professional will just focus on, is location, location, location. And this property was in Yorkville in Toronto, which, if you know Toronto, is sort of the Rodeo Drive of Toronto. So that was the first component. The second component was there was the ability to really impact the property. Like, it was a mess. It was raining indoors. There were all sorts of critters running around. There was mold. There was drywall peeling. It was a disaster. So that was attractive because it was something that you could fix and actually create something beautiful out of something that wasn't beautiful. The third component was that we actually were able to arrange financing terms so that with the little money we had, we could buy it and pay to renovate it. And assuming we got a little bit lucky and were very frugal in our renovation, it might just work. So it was the right financing terms for that project. And the fourth component was it was just enough of a challenge, given that the expertise that we had and the size of the property, to make us think we might be able to pull it off. So we purchased these properties. The fellow who we were buying from was a very interesting character, as many real estate professionals are, or real estate owners and developers. And he was challenging to deal with, but we ended up negotiating a really good deal. So the financial terms were, we bought for $2.3 million. We got a mortgage from Community Trust of $1.3 million at 8% for a year. So we had 12 months. We then negotiated with the vendor, who was really having difficulty, that he would give us an $800,000 vendor take-back mortgage as a second. So what we had to do is put $200,000 down plus closing costs, which in Toronto are about 2% of your purchase price. And then the remainder, because we had $500,000 total, the remainder of about $250,000, $300,000, we could put towards renovation. So the properties were 13,700 square feet over two buildings. And the prior vendor had started the process of severance, but hadn't finished it. So what we did is we started in on the first building, the front building, and we renovated it to the point where we could move our little tiny law firm in. And we used, you know, we used Craigslist and Kijiji and stuff at the side of the road and carpet runs that were end runs and tile runs that were end runs and anything someone would donate us for free. I mean, we were incredibly frugal and careful with our money. And so the law firm moved into the first two floors. And then on the third floor and the lower level, we created very cheap and cheerful residential units. So really nice person moved into the third floor. A nice gal moved into the basement, but she smoked. So all the work we'd just done was put in jeopardy because the smoke would infiltrate the whole place. So we had to kick her out and replace her. That was fine. While we were renovating the front building, we started the severance process again to divide them into two separate properties. So that was in process. And then we turned our attention to the back building. And Yorkville's a very high-end community for a lot of international celebrities and people and, you know, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And like, it's that kind of a community. So we had some very interesting tenants in the back building. We renovated first the basement, and we had this lovely French couple move in and stay for a number of years. Beautiful people. We then renovated the first floor, and we had a Buffalo Bill who didn't want to live in Buffalo. So he lived in Toronto and limoed back and forth every day move in. So he was an interesting character. Then the second and third floors, once we finished those, we had a baseball star who played for the Blue Jays move in. And he was a partier. And so every 3 weeks he'd change his home number because his wife and kids would come up from wherever they lived normally. And he didn't want the parade of women that had been there the last 3 weeks to disturb him. So he was interesting. And then the fourth and fifth floor, we rented out to a high-tech executive who, when he was in Europe, made a fortune, married a stripper from Holland, brought her back here, and they lived there for a number of years and had babies. So very interesting characters in the back building. The renovations of the back building we did floor by floor and then tenanted so that we, every time we finished a floor, we'd have revenue from it so we could then afford to do the next floor. So this concept of love what you do and the money will follow made sense for that project. And at the end of the day, after the 12 months was over, we were able to create a value for the building from 2.3 initial purchase price plus the 300,000 renovation to 3.5 million. So there was a $900,000 increase in value. And we were able to then, we severed the two buildings. And what we did is we obtained a first mortgage from an institution on the front, same on the back. And we were able to take out our $200,000 initial deposit plus some of the $300,000 so we could theoretically go and do it again. So that was my first personal experience with love what you do and the money will follow.